Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Christmas Eve here at Gillette Stadium, December the 24th, 2010. Coming down the home stretch of the year, the football season, everything. Paul Perillo alongside me, Andy Hart, for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, where we'll go over all the transactions from your favorite football team. And we'll start actually last week, one that came in after we wrapped up the podcast last Friday. Tony Carter was promoted from the practice squad to the active roster, and a fellow corner, Chevis Jackson, was waived. Carter was then active for Sunday's win over the Packers Sunday night, but didn't play a huge role. A lot of people speculated maybe he was promoted due to injuries to Devin McCourty or Kyle Arrington, lack of depth there. And Devin McCourty went wire to wire in the win over the Packers. So if health was a concern with his rib injury, it didn't show up in the game. Moving on to this week, very interesting maneuver, Paul Perillo. Defensive lineman Lewis Leonard, who you liked, called Lucas. For a while, but... You were very close with him. He was released.
Never met the man.
And the team signed defensive lineman Landon Cohen. Cohen, 6'3", 300 pounds, is a third-year veteran, former seventh-round pick with the Lions, spent some time with Jacksonville, has actually played in 22 career games, 26 total tackles, and has a little bit of experience. Should this be a concern, Paul? Is this a continuation of the issues along the defensive front where numerous guys, Mike Wright, Ron Brace, Brandon Dedrick, Myron Pryor, Gerard Warren, have all dealt with various injuries over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, no, I think it is a continuation of that concern. I think Belichick is just going to keep looking for some depth pieces, and maybe he brought in Leonard last week and kind of made a quick evaluation, maybe not the best fit for what they were looking for in terms of the system, two-gapping or whatnot. Certainly had the size to play one of those end spots.
He was a big one.
Yeah, but maybe he just wasn't, you know,
good.
And it's quick. It's not necessarily an indictment of Leonard, but you need the guy to come in and get it right away if he's going to be able to be relied upon as a depth guy. And maybe now he's going to see if Cohen can do that and give him a week or two to see if he can contribute, because you're right. They are dealing with a lot of depth issues in terms of their defensive line.
Speaking of depth, and we'll move right into the injury report because that was the lone transaction of the week. And let's be honest, it's close to the bottom of the roster. Lewis Leonard for Landon Cohen. Maybe
the
53rd
spot. Yeah.
But we'll look at the injury report where the biggest scare of the week involved the biggest player on this roster, not physically, but in stature. Number 12, Tom Brady, had the flu, missed practice on Wednesday, gave people another scare when his Thursday press conference, which had been bumped back from Wednesday, was bumped back yet again to Friday. Some were wondering, is he really battling the flu here? Could he be an issue for Sunday? He spoke with the media this morning.
Some or you?
Me. When I made my pick, I did say, assuming Brady plays, which we're all going to assume he will play at this point, back on the practice field yesterday afternoon,
yep,
behind the podium this morning, you know, is clearly dealing with the flu, but as Bill Belichick said, can't be any worse than in Pittsburgh for the AFC title game. He'll be out there. He's a warrior. And I, again, think he uses these. Michael Jordan, these great guys, any little hurdle you put in front of them, whether it's illness or weather or what have you, they use it as motivation to be, you know, try to be at their best.
Just adds to the legacy. You know, it's another one of those notches in the belt where he can say, oh, look what Tom Brady did. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm very impressed with Tom Brady's ability to overcome these sort of things. I'm saying it as in the biggest compliment that I could. But I will admit, Andy, watching him walk through the locker room shortly after his press conference today, he looked pale, kind of gaunt looking, had a very stoic look on his face as if he wasn't feeling great. Now, a little bit later in the locker room period, I saw him joking around with Rob Gronkowski a little bit, and then he was talking with Julian Edelman and Brian Hoyer, was laughing and joking with them. So maybe it's not quite as bad as it looked on that initial walkthrough, but clearly his complexion is definitely that of someone who's dealing with the flu.
So you don't think he'll call in sick to the trip to
I don't
Buffalo,
think there's any chance.
Stay home on Christmas.
I don't,
Bill, it's Tom.
It's really why I laughed at you yesterday when you said, well, if Brady plays, I think there's less – I don't think there's even a 0.1% chance that he doesn't play. I thought there was a bigger chance that he didn't re-sign last year than there is
trying to run him out of town and trying to trade for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
but that's
a different
topic for a different show. I do think there is some concern with a pair of guys on both sides of the ball. I'll quickly run down the guys who did not practice either Wednesday or Thursday. Tully Bantakane, groin. Deion Branch, knee. Dan Conley, concussion. Jermaine Cunningham, calf. Aaron Hernandez, hip. Mike Wright, concussion. And what I find interesting is the two pairings. Deion Branch, Aaron Hernandez, if by chance they both can't go, to me your offense
significantly changes your offense.
Severely limited.
You are correct.
And if Tully Bantakane and Jermaine Cunningham both can't go, to me, you're both
does nothing.
Limited.
See, I'm kidding.
I think you're without bodies.
No,
I think my mom's going to get called away from Christmas dinner to come play.
I was being sarcastic in terms of the pass rush, which is largely
five
been,
sacks
which
last
has largely been.
I mean, how many sacks a game you want? They had five last week.
They did have five last week, and not only they had five.
They're now
last
on
week,
pace if they continue up that pace for what's that like 90 sacks a season?
Not only they had five,
not
but
this
they,
season,
they
but
had
the
a, they had two very very important ones
key
on the last drive.
They sacked up,
so they got them when they needed them. So that was good. I mean, you can't really afford, that would leave you Ninkovic and, I guess, Eric Moore, which is sort of, I don't know if he's a defensive.
He's a sack-a-game kind of guy.
But is he a defensive? I don't know if you look at him as a true outside linebacker. All we've seen him
scramble.
Do really is put his hand on the ground, to use the vernacular, and play defensive end. He really hasn't dropped into coverage or anything
like that.
If he
has to be up
on
2 feet, he will.
Yeah. No, I think
that's Dane Fletcher would probably be in the mix for a versatile role. Just because of his versatility.
Well, he's rare now. Dane Fletcher's rare.
He's one of those
college defensive linemen, Andy, that has successfully made the transition to NFL inside linebacker. And
only three of them.
To Bill's recollection, only three guys. Teddy Bruschi, Harry Carson, Dane Fletcher.
Two of these things. No offense to Dane, but
hey, maybe in 8 years we're saying, look at the transition that he made.
And PFW will write that story 52 times between now and then.
And I'll ask him, when did you truly feel like a linebacker? Like Bruschi always talked about. And
that's what you'll ask him.
And unfortunately, Andy,
he never answers.
We'll be here to ask the questions.
The rest of the injury report, good news. Ron Brace returned to the practice field. Myron Pryor returned to the practice field. Brandon Dedrick, as I said, has a shoulder injury, is a little bit limited. What about Dan Conley and the concussion and missing practice? Good chance he's not going to play this week. Ryan Wendell will step in.
I would expect
any
that,
concerns?
Yeah. I mean,
you're looking to run the ball potentially in Buffalo, whether they're bad against the run, all that, and you're down to your
fourth guard.
Kazier.
And if you count Kazier, fifth guard. But, I mean, you have Mankins and Neal were basically your starters to open the season, and then you lost Neal, so you went to Conley, your third guard. Wendell, to me, is your fourth guard. You know, if things
you lose
don't
your goal
go
line
well,
fullback.
Yeah,
which is actually where he got hurt.
And there's different. Is that right?
I believe
that's the play he got hurt on.
I believe he got concussed after the long run when he came in for the goal line, and they ran left.
That's ironic. That
and the play got blown the bleep up. I think he got blown the bleep
up. They continue to lose players playing out of position, but that's a story for another day.
The holiday season is supposed to be cheering.
You have.
I
have some concerns about that. Because I think a concussion is not one of those things you can't gut it out.
No.
You can't just say, Tom Brady, he's a tough guy.
Certainly not in this day and age.
If you have a concussion, you can't play.
Maybe 20 years ago they would have let you, but this day and age.
And the fact that he's not practicing tells me that he's not going
to
play.
Well, you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave back.
We're not talking about that on the show. This is a serious roster report. The perfect example, backing up your point, is Mike Wright, who's now missed significant time with a concussion. I think most people kind
of
looked past it and assume a concussion's a week or two. We're now going on a month here where he's been concussed. So a little bit of an injury issue there creeping up on the Patriots. And the last question, do you have long-term depth concerns now at this point as these injuries on both sides of the ball seem like they're piling up?
For the most part, I would say no. But listen, as injuries pile up, it's not a good thing. I'm not suggesting
nothing
that.
Nothing gets by you.
I'm not suggesting that it's great. I just look at it. There are a select few number of people on this team that I think would truly be difference-making injuries. Obviously, number 12 is the top of the list in a whole separate category. But, Will Fork, Mayo, McCourty, I think you could probably put
certainly
in that. And your frontline receivers that you talked about earlier with Hernandez, Branch, Welker.
To me, that's the key.
Those guys.
Is Hernandez and Branch.
If you,
I can be without
if you
one,
bunch them
take
up,
away both, I'm in
but
trouble.
That's how you pose the question. Your depth concerns at positions. That's what would worry me. Right now, I don't think the defensive line beyond Vince, I think there are a bunch of interchangeable parts. Kyle Love, Brandon Dedrick, is there much difference between Myron Pryor and Mike Wright? I don't know. I think you can get by with those guys as long as Vince is out there. But I think if you took Branch and Hernandez out, I don't think you can just get by plugging Tate and someone else in.
Taylor Price might play.
I don't think you would just be seamless in that transition.
That's where I'm going to leave us with. Who gets on the field faster, former Ohio players? Landon Cohen?
The Ohio players.
Or Taylor Price? I'm going to go Landon Cohen because Taylor Price just doesn't seem like he's going to get on the field.
No, I would say that
Cohen, backup D lineman, you never know.
This week, it has to be Cohen has a better chance. Now, Cohen could be off the team next week. So,
well, that's true.
Just like Leonard was.
But that's going to do it for another Patriots.com roster report podcast. Landon Cohen's on the team. Lewis Leonard is not. Tony Carter's on the team. Chevis Jackson is not. Lots of guys are hurt. Paul Perillo's dancing to the Chipmunks. And we're going to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. We'll be headed off on Christmas afternoon to Buffalo, where the Patriots look to beat the Bills for the 15th straight time, and in doing so, wrap up the AFC East and a first-round bye for the postseason in what Teddy Bruschi would call a hat and T-shirt game. Now, will they wrap the hats and T-shirts Christmas Day?
Just log off, will you please?
For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. He told me to log off, so peace out.
Yeah, most men like to do a lot of things against you.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.